15 years since we've been supporting and providing security through dedicated fee schemes to the hospital. During the COVID crisis in May, parts of our soldiers who were affected to come to the clinic were found positive. So we had to isolate them and we had to temporarily suspend their duty at Panzi Clinic. We have now resumed this support under the understanding that obviously the providing international security is very important because we're very committed to the security of Dr. Mukwege and his hospital. But we do need to work towards a more sustainable solution. And this requires us to continue working, developing the national capacity of the Congolese police, because, you know, ultimately the security of the Congolese citizens is the primary responsibility of Congolese authorities. The Congolese authorities have expressed their will to provide security for Dr. Mukwege and his hospital. So we hope to be working very soon. We are working already on an arrangement, a security arrangement with the local authorities to ensure that the adequate security is provided.
Now, talking about working with the government to bolster security currently with the view of entrenching the developmental capacity of the DRC government capacity to protect the Panzi Hospital, how far do you think this engagement will go in terms of ensuring that security is bolstered to protect life and property, particularly when MONUSCO is involved?
We have trained already 30 Congolese police, and we'll continue to develop their skills to make sure that they can take over once it's possible and once a security arrangement agreeable to everybody can be found. Until then, you know, the training of local police is obviously something that is core to our mandate. And so we look forward to working with the parties involved to make sure that we can find the adequate security arrangements for the hospital and for Dr. Mukwege.
Now, with the resumption of this 8-year security process that you have been providing for the Panzi Hospital and some parts of the DRC, do you think that this will help perhaps prevent attempt or threat of attacks against the hospital and perhaps by extension Dr. Mukwege and the health workers there?
We have been providing security for the Panzi Clinic, I think at least over the past 8 years, I think since 2013 or 2012. So, you know, I don't think this will create any kind of new situation. It's not a new situation. It was temporarily suspended because of cases of COVID where we had to isolate our peacekeepers, obviously for them not to propagate the virus. And now they're back at work.
So Dr. Mukwege, we understand, expressed concern that there were people threatening to attack him. His life is in danger. So I want to find out if the UN could help the government, in this case, MONUSCO helping the government in protecting the health workers in Panzi Hospital, because most of them spend their life, their day there anyway, particularly during this case of the global pandemic caused by the coronavirus.
Well, that's what we are doing. We are providing security for the Panzi Clinic because we are committed to his security and the security of the hospital, where the very important work that he's doing is done. So we are playing our part. Regarding the threats, we have expressed our concern through the UN Human Rights Commissioner, and the Congolese authorities will need to launch an investigate this threat, and our human rights colleagues on the ground, you know, can support should the Congolese authorities make the wish for us to do so. But we are playing our part in providing security for the Panzi Clinic as much as we need within our limited means.
Matthias, before we leave, what is the message of MONUSCO to the people who work in the Panzi Clinic surrounding areas, particularly when local media reports that there were plans or threats on the lives of those who work there?
MONUSCO remains committed to supporting within our means the very important work that is being done in the Panzi Clinic and around. We are taking the measures necessary to ensure that we can provide security, and we are looking forward to working, in finding a more sustainable arrangement whereby the National Congolese Police will be empowered and will be able to provide the necessary security for the Panzi Clinic, but obviously, beyond for the population of Congo.